This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. In Nepal, at least 14 people were killed and over 100 others injured after police opened fire during a violent protest by Gen Z demonstrators in Baneshwar, Kathmandu today. The protest, sparked by a recent government ban on major social media platforms including Facebook, Instagram, X and YouTube, escalated as protesters stormed the federal parliament premises. Authorities initially attempted to disperse the crowd using tear gas, water cannons, rubber bullets and aerial firing, but tension spiraled out of control. The Kathmandu District Administration Office has imposed a curfew till 10 p.m. tonight in key areas of the capital. The Nepali government has called an emergency meeting of Council of Ministers and National Security Council this evening. The Supreme Court today directed the Election Commission to treat the Aadhaar card as a 12th document which can be produced as a proof of identity for the purpose of inclusion in the revised voters list of Bihar. This means that Aadhaar card can be submitted as a standalone document for inclusion in the voters list. However, the court also clarified in its order that Aadhaar is not a proof of citizenship. During the hearing on the matter of special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar, the court asked the Election Commission to direct its officials on the ground regarding the acceptance of Aadhaar. Prime Minister Modi will address the valedictory session of BJP and NDA MPs workshop today. The two-day workshop started at Parliament Complex yesterday. Senior BJP leaders and members of Parliament are exchanging their valuable perspectives on diverse issues at the workshop. In a social media post, the Prime Minister has said the platforms like Sansad Karyashala are important as they are great forums to deliberate on how they can serve people even better. President Draupadi Murmu today stressed upon the need for the Indian economy to be more self-reliant and excel in export. The president said this while addressing the Platinum Jubilee celebrations of Engineering Exports Promotion Council or EEPC in New Delhi. She urged the citizens to make India a leading center of knowledge and trade.
EEPC antarashtriya bazar aur bharatiya utpadakon ke beech mein setu ka karya karta hai. आपको ग्लोबल वैल्यू चेन में भारत की भूमिका को तथा भारत के उद्यमियों की भूमिका को निरंतर विस्तार हो देना है वर्ल्ड ट्रेड ऑर्डर और इंटरनेशनल इकोनॉमिक ऑर्डर में हो रही परिवर्तनों में उनका कारण आपकी भूमिका और अधिक महत्वपूर्ण हो गई है
Union Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya today emphasized that job creation and employment generation are key pillars of a strong and self-reliant India. The minister was speaking at the signing of a memorandum of understanding between the Ministry of Labour and Employment and a private company in New Delhi to promote youth employment and skill development. India and Israel today signed bilateral investment agreement in New Delhi. The agreement was signed between Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and Finance Minister of Israel Bezalel Smotrich. The agreement aims to enhance economic ties and explore financial protocols for Israeli exporters. The Bihar government has announced an increase in the honorarium of Anganwadi Sevikas and Anganwadi Sahikas. Now, the honorarium of Anganwadi Sevikas has been raised from 7,000 to 9,000 rupees and that of Anganwadi Sahikas from 4,000 to 4,500 rupees. In Manipur, security forces arrested six persons of different militant groups during search and cordon operations conducted near Indo-Myanmar international border in Tengnopal district yesterday. Meanwhile, in Jammu and Kashmir, a Pakistani intruder from Sargodha in Punjab province of the neighbouring country was arrested along the international border in Arispura sector of Jammu last night. He's been questioned to ascertain his motive behind trying to seek into Indian territory. The IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over several parts of Gujarat, Rajasthan, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is visiting flood-affected Punjab tomorrow to take stock of the situation. In Himachal Pradesh, with a decline in spells of heavy rainfall across the state, the administration has accelerated relief and rescue operations. And that is the end of this news bulletin.